Well, I think communication is a, you know, is at a meta level, right? I mean, sometimes you hear critiques that poor people, when they have some money, I live in Thailand. I've seen this happen. They get, you know, some support from a government, and the first thing they do is buy a motorcycle and internet, not water, not electricity. And this may appear strange, right? But I don't think it's strange. It's because they understand that in order to be successful in life, you need these levers of power, and knowledge is power. And so if you have a purely market mechanism, it's very simple. You have money, you can play. You don't have money, you don't play. So if you have, for example, in a class, you have students who have the money and they have to do their homework. They can do it in 15 minutes because they can find anything very fast on the internet, and then they have time to study. But the person who doesn't have that access has to go to the library. Maybe he has to take a bus. So he's going to spend all his time trying to find the information. And this is, you know, reinforces inequality. So we have to, it's like literacy. Communication, media today are not just a luxury. They're like a very basic human right that gives you equal opportunity to be a citizen. If you don't have that, then you end up with some kind of neo-feudal a system with certain people having access and other people, and most people don't having access. So that's how I would argue that they should really see this, you know, as a basic human right. And that's, you know, that happened in Finland. In Finland, access to broadband is a civic right. Every citizen has a right to have access to broadband communication. Otherwise, you can't play. You are a second-hand, third-hand, third-class citizen, and this is not acceptable.